神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It's good to be with you once again.
再次跟你在一起，很高兴。
And as we look forward to the new year,
当我们面对新的一年的时候，
I want to talk to you about something that is stronger than iron, steel, or anything else you can think of.
我要谈一个比铁、比钢更强烈的、更强壮的一个想法。
It's the power of love.
那就是爱的这种能力。
Love that is so strong, it can cut through many problems and controversies and bring peace.
爱是那么的犀利，它可以刺透所有的困难、问题或者是冲突，而给你心里带来和平。
I want to give you a little example from my own life.
我要拿我自己的一个例子来跟你讲。
One time I had a dog.
有一次我有一只狗。
We were very close.
我们非常的亲近。
But there was a time when he began to look outside and desire to be with the other dogs.
但是到一段时间呢，他很想出去跟别的狗一起玩。
This was really a very normal reaction for a dog.
那对狗来说呢，是一个很自然的一种行为。
But I was afraid that he would give trouble to our neighbors.
但是我又怕说他出去的话就会对隔壁呢惹来麻烦。
For there were several dogs that would get together and just roam around the neighborhood.
因为呢，他跟狗群在一起的话，就这样子会干扰到，或者是会吵到隔壁的人。
My backyard was closed in by a fence.
那我的后面的院子呢，有一个篱笆。
But the very strong urge of my dog that wanted to get out with the other dogs, he would dig underneath the fence until he could pull himself through.
我这只狗因为那种想要出去跟那些狗在一起玩的意愿呢，这种意念呢太强了，所以它呢就在这个篱笆的下面挖了一个洞可以钻出去。
I remember one time that he did this and I saw him and I called to him.
那有一次呢，我就在他在钻出去的这个当中呢，我就看到了，我就抓到他了。
My dog came over looking like he was frightened, he was scared that I was going to punish him.
当他被我看到，被我逮到的时候呢，这个狗知道好像我要处罚他一样，他很害怕。
But as he stood outside of the fence, and I was talking to him and said, now come on, get inside.
他已经钻到篱笆外面去了，我就跟他劝他说呢，进来吧。
The dogs began to howl.
那这一只狗呢，就开始有一点好像哀嚎一样。
And I would say to him, now come on, Spiffy, come on, let's go in.
我一直劝他说，进来，进来，你赶快进来。
But his ear was tuned to those dogs.
但是他的耳朵竖起来在听后面的狗的一些声音。
And he got down on the ground.
他就呢，很，一方面想钻进来。
And he kept looking back as he tried to crawl toward the gate.
当他要钻进来的时候呢，他又开始转头向那些狗，他的注意力呢又转向那些狗了。
He didn't want to come.
因为他不想进来。
There was a struggle inside of that dog.
所以里面呢也很挣扎。
He wanted to be with the other dogs.
他很想跟那些狗在一起。
But he also loved me.
但是他也很爱我。
And as he creeped and crawled toward that fence,
那他就这样子好像很挣扎的向着这个篱笆里面进来。
I could actually sense the struggle he was going through.
我几乎可以感觉到他里面的那种挣扎。
He would stop and look back.
他会停下来往后看。
And then he inch his way a little toward me.
然后呢，他的这种脚呢又向着我稍微近前几寸。
Until finally, You could see he made up his mind.
最后呢，他终于做了一个决定。
He got up and he came inside the fence.
他就起来，然后走进了这个篱笆。
You say, well, that's only a dog.
或许你说这只是一只狗而已。
But his love for me was greater than his great desire to be out with the other dogs.
但是很显明的呢，看到这只狗对我的爱呢，过于他喜欢去跟那狗玩的这种意愿。
That's why I say love has power.
那就是为什么我说爱是有能力的。
Love is strong.
爱是很强烈的。
It has kept many people from doing things they would have done, but they didn't want to hurt the one they loved.
爱使一个人为了他不伤害对方而阻止他做他想做的事。
I want to give you an example from the Bible.
我要从圣经里面给你一个例子。
There was a man who was very rich.
曾经有一个很有钱的人。
His name was Philemon.
他的名字叫腓利门。
Now Philemon had a servant.
腓利门有一个仆人，一个奴隶。
Onesimus was his name.
叫做阿尼西姆。
Now,This servant was not really a good fellow.
那这个奴隶呢，这个阿尼西姆呢，并不是一个很好的仆人。
Very sneaky.
他呢，很诡诈。
One of those that you would probably need to watch.
是那个你如果当主的话，需要盯着他的这样的一个仆人。
It could have even been a bit rebellion against the master.
有时候呢，也会顶撞，是有反抗力的，反抗的心态的。
Onesimus.Gave into the great temptation and he stole something from his master.
有一天这个阿尼西姆呢他因为胜不过诱惑就从主人那里偷的东西。
Of course, that meant if the master found him, he would kill him.
在那个时候如果被抓到奴隶抓到说偷主人东西的话可能会被鞭打或者被打死的。
Onesimus ran for his life.
就这样阿尼西姆需要逃亡。
I'm sure that they hunted him.
当然主人一定派人去追的。
But he made his way to the city of Rome.
不管怎么样这个阿尼西姆就逃到了罗马城去了。
We don't know what he did in Rome at first.
我们也不晓得他在罗马那里做的什么事。
Maybe he spent all of that money he had stolen.
或许呢他就花了他所偷的钱。
But somehow he met Paul.The apostle.
但不管怎么样呢他就遇到了这个宣教的这个保罗。
Paul was a prisoner.
他那个时候是被囚的他是囚犯。
And no doubt, Onesimus had heard about Paul from Philemon.
那当然我想这个阿尼西姆呢曾经从他的主人腓利门那里听到保罗的名字。
It may have been at first he came to with others to the place where Paul was a prisoner to listen to him preach the gospel. Well, now Onesimus, as he listened to the gospel,
或许他也跟着别人到保罗被囚的地方听他传福音。当他听的时候
，the words began to reach his heart.
这些话呢，感动他的心。
Paul talked about sin.
保罗谈到了罪的问题
and no doubt spoke about sin of stealing.
当然一定也谈到这种偷窃的罪
But Onesimus realized that he was a man who needed something more in his life.
阿尼西姆就体会到说自己呢他的生活呢不能这样下去他一定需要一些什么改变
And he accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior that would forgive his sins.
就这样他接受耶稣成为他的救主而且接受主对他的赦免。
A great love was born in Onesimus' heart.
就这样呢这种爱很伟大很奇妙的爱就在阿尼西姆的心里面开始成长。
He began to be Paul's servant.
他成为保罗的服侍他的一个仆人。
He helped him in so many ways.
他就很多方面来服侍来帮助保罗。
Paul learned to love this man.
以至于保罗呢很爱这个阿尼西姆。
For now he really was a different kind of man.
这样现在开始呢这个阿尼西姆已经改变已经不一样了。
But there was still the fact that he had left his master and had stolen from him.
但是他从主人那里向他偷东西、偷钱，还有他逃亡这个事实仍然存在。
This needed to be dealt with.
那这个是要对付的。
And so as he began to no doubt talk to Onesimus about the fact that he was going to have to go and get this straightened out.
所以呢，这样子保罗就对这个阿尼西姆提到呢，他应该回去去面对主人来处理这个问题。
This was a hard thing for Onesimus to have to face.
对这个阿尼西姆来讲，这是很难的。
But he knew what Paul was saying was true.
但是呢，他也知道说保罗所提到的这个事情呢，他是有道理的。
As a slave, he belonged to Philemon.
因为呢，身为奴隶，他是属于腓利门的。
In that day, the ownership was a very great ownership that nothing could break unless the master wanted to break it.
在那个时候，这个奴隶属于主人这样的一个条例呢，是一个好像一个规矩一样，除非主人不要这个奴隶，不然的话是没有办法脱离他自由的。
No doubt Paul began to say, Onesimus, you have got to go back and make this right.
无疑的，保罗一定劝阿尼西姆说呢，你应该回去跟你的主人之间呢，可以和好。
But Onesimus might have said, but Paul, you know, maybe he will have me put to death.
但是或许阿尼西姆就跟保罗说呢，这样我回去的话，可能我会死的。
Paul said, I will write a letter to Philemon, and we'll see what will happen.
保罗就对这个阿尼西姆说呢，我会写一封信让你带回去，我们看看腓利门会怎么处理。
Truly now, Onesimus was in the hands of God.
所以现在，从现在开始呢，这个阿尼西姆呢，就在神的手中了。
So Paul wrote a letter to Philemon.
保罗就写了一封信要给腓利门他的主人。
He began to tell Philemon how he often remembers him in prayer.
首先他告诉腓利门说呢，我常常在纪念你，也为你祷告。
He said, because of your faith and your love for the saints.
他对他说，因为你的爱跟你的信心呢，对于圣徒的这种爱跟信心呢，我常常纪念你。
Because you understand all the good things that God has given us.
保罗说，腓利门，我也知道你很理解神的这种恩典跟恩赐。
Your love has given me great joy and encouragement.
而且腓利门的对保罗的爱呢，曾经呢很大的来鼓励保罗。
Because you have been a brother that has refreshed and built up the others that are in Christ.
保罗也跟腓利门说呢，你是那个在主里面呢，很会造就建立别人的人。
You see, Philemon had a church in his house.
腓利门在家里面开放成为一个教会。
And he really did care for the brothers and sisters in Christ.
他真的是非常关心这四周围的这些弟兄姐妹们。
He went on to say, maybe you'll think that I am bold.
保罗对这个腓利门说呢，或许呢，你认为呢，我太大胆了。
And maybe trying to order you to do something you don't want to do.
或许你也以为我会勉强你做一些你不想做的事情。
But I'm really asking you in love.
但是事实上呢，我是用爱来向你恳求。
I recognize that as a master, you have a right to do anything you want with your slave.
我实在是知道，我知道说呢，一个身为一个主人呢，有所有的权利来处理你的奴隶。
I'm writing to you about Onesimus.
这封信是为着阿尼西姆所写的。
He's become my son in Christ.
我要告诉你，提到这个阿尼西姆呢，他现在已经成为主里面我的儿子，属灵的儿子了。
Now I know he was useless to you.
那当然我知道他对你是无用的。
I'm sending him who is in my very heart back to you.
我却从我的心里面很诚恳地把他差遣回去，回到你身边。
I admit I would like him to stay here with me.
其实我向你承认呢，我是希望这个奴隶可以留在我身边。
But I don't want to do anything that isn't right or anything you wouldn't give a consent to.
但是我实在不想勉强你做没有经过你同意的事情。
Now, I know he's been gone for a while.
我知道他逃走已经很久了。
But now he's coming back for good.
那他这次回来呢，实在是一件好事情。
He's not coming as a slave anymore.
他回来的时候已经不再是一个奴隶的身份回来了。
But he's come as a brother now.
他现在是一个弟兄的身份回去了。
There was a real purpose in why this thing happened to Onesimus.
那 这个事情的对于阿尼西姆呢这样的改变呢是有一个意义的。
So God could send him back a better man, a good man now.
好，让神可以把阿尼西姆再差遣回去，这次回去呢已经是一个改善的一个人了。
So please consider this.
所以我请你同意这一点。
Welcome him as you would welcome me.
就像欢迎我一样来接纳这个人。
Now, he has done something wrong and he owes you, but put it on my account. I'll pay for it.
保罗说呢，如果他欠你的，他做错事情，他欠你的话呢，就算在我的账上面，让我来偿还。
And then Paul ended up saying, I have confidence in you.
接下去保罗说，我对你腓利门是有心里面是信任的。
I believe you will do even more than what I have asked you.
我相信你会做过于我请求你的。
Now, as Onesimus gave this note to Philemon,
当阿尼西姆把这个信交给腓利门的时候，
here he was back again. This man that had ran away, stolen from his master, and had left the place.
现在阿尼西姆再次回到那个曾经是他偷窃而且逃离的地方。
But he handed him the letter from Paul.
他就把保罗的信给了主人。
Now Paul was greatly beloved by these men.
保罗曾经是腓利门这等人呢很爱的很尊敬的一个人。
And some of the things that Paul said about Philemon, you can see that he was a great man and people loved him also.
从信中保罗在向腓利门提到腓利门的时候呢，我们可见这个腓利门也是在大家心目中所敬重所爱的人。
Now Philemon had to make a decision.
现在腓利门必须要做一个决定。
If he let this slave go and took him as a brother, what kind of example would this be to the other slaves?
如果他接纳了这个奴隶，接纳他成为主内的弟兄的话，那对别的奴隶是怎么样的一个例子呢？
You see, this is the worldly way of thinking.
那这是一种一般的属世的想法。
But Philemon was a man who loved God.
但是腓利门是一个爱神的人。
I feel in my heart as he read this letter, maybe tears began to run down his cheeks.
我可以想象当腓利门念这一封信的时候呢，他都感动到流泪了。
Here stood before him a man that before was not any good.
曾经这个奴隶是一个不好的人。
He was a thief and maybe a liar and maybe an agitator.
他欺骗他，而且呢，他反抗他，而且呢，他偷窃。
But now he stood before Philemon and he was humbled before him.
现在却站在腓利门的面前，这个主人面前呢，非常的自卑跟谦卑。
And as Philemon looked at him, all he could think of was that Jesus changed this man.
腓利门看到这个仆人回来的时候，我想他心里面深深的被耶稣的爱能够那么奇妙的改变一个人而感动。
There was a time, no doubt, of forgiveness and rejoicing.
我相信那个时候呢，他心里面一定是一种喜乐，一种欢庆的心态。
You see, Philemon's love was greater than that of a businessman.
因为腓利门他心里面这个爱呢，这个爱主的爱呢，过于他的这种对于事业的爱。
Greater than a slave owner.
比一个身为主人拥有奴隶的这样的一个特质更大。
Who cared more about the change in the life of men than he did about looking at as if he was the master.
他置自己一个主人的位置而不顾，反而呢，更注重，更关心这个奴隶的改变。
You see, love is strong.
爱是很强烈的。
There was a king named Saul.
曾经有一个国王叫做扫罗。
He had a son named Jonathan.
他有一个儿子叫约拿丹。
And normally a son would inherit the throne when his father died.
以正常的情况看的约拿丹呢是要继承他爸爸的王位的。
So the father no doubt was training him to be next king of Israel.
扫罗这个父亲也正在训练他的儿子约拿丹成为以色列的第二个国王。
But Saul had displeased God.
但是扫罗却不讨神的喜悦。
And God had ordained another man named David.
神已经另外拣选高抹另外一个大卫的王。
Now David was a young man about the age of Saul's son.
而大卫呢，跟这个扫罗的儿子约拿单呢，差不多年纪。
Because David overcome a giant.During a war, they invited David to the castle.
因为这个大卫他虽然年轻，可是呢，他却胜过一个巨人，也就是以色列的敌人，所以他就被邀请进入王宫。
There he lived and was a great help to Saul the king.
在那里呢，对扫罗这个王是有很大的帮助的。
But people began to talk about the fact that David was greater than Saul.
可是百姓们却大家这样传说呢，大卫比扫罗这个王呢更英勇。
And Saul, he became angry with David and wanted to kill him.
以至于这个扫罗王呢非常的生气，他想要杀大卫。
One day while David was playing the harp, Saul threw a knife at him.
有一次当大卫在弹竖琴的时候呢，这个扫罗生气到向他丢了一支枪，想要杀死他。
David escaped.
后来大卫逃掉了。
But he met with his friend Jonathan, the prince.
大卫跟这个王子约拿单很好，他们在一起。
David said, Jonathan, your father wants to kill me.
大卫向约拿单说呢，你爸爸要杀我。
Jonathan said, well, I don't think so. He wouldn't kill you unless he told me.
约拿单却不这样认为。他说呢，如果我爸爸要杀你，他会让我知道的。
They were going to have a feast.
他们快要开个宴席。
But David was afraid to go.
大卫却不敢去。
And so Jonathan said, okay, David, I will go and make excuse for you. And if I hear anything, I will tell you.
这个约拿单就跟大卫说呢，我去，然后呢，我去帮你去找一个理由，说你不去。但是呢，如果有什么风声的话，我会告诉你。
At the feast, Saul became very angry, since David didn't come.
当扫罗王看到大卫他借故不来的时候呢，他很生气。
And he began to abuse, his son with words saying, you are so stupid. You love this man who is going to take your throne.
他甚至生气到责备他的儿子说，你好笨啊，这个大卫是要篡王位的，你还跟他那么好。
Well, Jonathan knew then that his father was going to try to kill David.
约拿单就确定他的父亲是真的是蓄意要杀死大卫的。
Jonathan and David met in a field.
约拿单跟大卫就约定在一个野外见面。
And there they recognized that David was going to have to flee.
所以他们可以确定说大卫需要逃命了。
But Jonathan wanted to do all he could for David.
约拿单他却愿意尽所能的来帮助大卫。
He didn't really care if David took the throne.
他才不管大卫会不会篡他的位置。
They loved each other deeply.
他们彼此非常的相爱。
And Jonathan was even willing to give up his throne to the one that he loved as a friend.
约拿单他非常的爱这个朋友，所以呢，他愿意把他的位置让给这个大卫。
Because he recognized the hand of God on David.
他也知道说神他是拣选大卫的。
Love stronger than position.
爱胜过地位。
Love stronger than the fact that this friend of his would one day be greater than he would ever be.
因为有爱，他就不在意这个朋友有一天会大过他的权势。
The power of love.
爱是有能力的。
I want to talk to you about a man named Abraham.
我在谈一个叫做亚伯拉罕的人。
You see, some people say, how can you love a God you can't see?
那有人就这样问说，你怎么能够爱一个你看不见的神呢？
It's because they don't understand his love toward us.
只因为我们不了解神的爱。
Now this man Abraham, God spoke to him.
这个亚伯拉罕曾经听到神对他说话。
Said he was going to make a mighty nation out of him.
神答应他说他要从他要成为一个大国。
But Abraham and his wife Sarah, they didn't have any children.
在那个时候呢，亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子呢撒拉呢根本都还没有孩子。
And they were getting old.
而且很老了。
But they had to wait 25 years.
他需要等到25年之后。
And God sent him the son he wanted him to have.
神才赐给他一个神要他有的一个儿子。
How Abraham loved that child. He called him laughter because it brought such joy to his heart.
很难得的这个儿子呢，你可以想象这个爸爸亚伯拉罕是多么的爱这个儿子，因为这个儿子的名字呢就叫做笑，就是让他笑。
But some years later, not too long, God spoke to him in the middle of the night.
不久之后，有一天神又对亚伯拉罕说话，在晚上的时候对他说话。
And the next morning, Abraham got up.He asked of his servants to go with him and his son, and he said, I am going to sacrifice to the Lord in the mountain.
隔天，亚伯拉罕就带着仆人还有儿子呢，就开始呢，往山上去，他要去献祭给神。
He must have seen, his wife kiss the son goodbye.
看着妻子对着儿子在挥别。
But Abraham had a secret in his heart.
亚伯拉罕心里面藏着一个秘密。
God had asked him to sacrifice his son.
因为神吩咐他要献上他的儿子成为祭品。
Now this was not a practice among the people of Abraham's group.
这个可不是那个时候的人的一个习惯。
But God said to do it.
可是神要他这样做。
And he did what God said.
亚伯拉罕真的照神所吩咐的去做了。
They got to the mountain.
他们到了山上。
He took his son up there alone.
他单独带着儿子上山。
He had the wood, he had the fire, but his son said, Father, there's no sacrifice.
准备好木头，准备好火柴，然后呢，儿子就很怀疑地问爸爸说，那这个祭物是在哪里呢？
And he said, Son, God will provide.
亚伯拉罕就对儿子说呢，神自己会预备。
When he got up to the mountain and built the altar,
到了山上把这个祭坛筑好了。
There he took his beloved son,
就把他自己所爱的唯一的儿子
tied him to the altar,
把他绑着，然后呢放在这个祭坛上。
Took his knife ready to cut his throat,
拿起了这个刀子准备要杀了。
When God stopped him,
但是神就阻止他。
This is what God said to Abraham.
神这样子对亚伯拉罕说
Now I know you love me more than anyone else.
神说现在我知道你爱我过于所有的一切
The great power of love.
爱多大的能力啊
But God himself sent his son.
神自己也差他的儿子
Allowed him to be a sacrifice for us.
让他的儿子成为为我们献上的祭品祭物
Because God so loved this world that he sent his son that whosoever will believe will have everlasting life.
因为他的儿子为我们所献上的如果只要你接受相信的话就可以得到永生的生命
the great power of love.
爱是带着很大的能力的
So if you want power in your life,
如果你希望你的生命里面有力量
Power to be able to confront
有那种可以面对问题的力量
Power to take you through hard decisions
可以让你面对难题的决定的力量
You will find that love is the greatest power of all and that brings peace into your life and others
你可以发现到这种爱的力量带给你里面真正的平安
Search for the power.
寻找这种力量吧。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。